was arrested at 21 years old for robbery in the first degree, and I got sent to Upstate Correctional Facility. Within a few months that I was there, I ended up using drugs. I tested positive for marijuana, and that in turn led me to 90 days in solitary.
That he had destroyed inside of his cell. At this time, there's a possible weapon.
So any misbehavior report that you receive in solitary is going to lead to more solitary time, even if that misbehavior report would not initially send you to solitary if you were in general population. What that means is that I can be sentenced to 90 days and then catch a misbehavior report for ripping a towel in half or ripping a sheet in half to maybe create a curtain to cover the door because I want to use the bathroom. And that can lead me to getting 30 more days. It's not uncommon to find somebody who's sentenced to a year and then ends up with 5, 6, 7 years in a box because of all of these successive misbehavior reports. There are people who go straight to solitary, except that the administration doesn't call it solitary. They call it administrative segregation, or ADSEG for short. And these are people who are deemed to be a threat to the safety and order of the facility. And what that means is that if somebody is labeled a gang member, they can go directly into solitary without doing anything except just being alive or being in the jail. So when you first walk in the cell, it's very empty, so quiet you can hear your heartbeat. The bed is hard, the mattress is real thin. I found myself imagining a lot. You know, I talk out loud because sometimes it gets so silent, I just want to hear a human voice. So I might scream, I might sing, I might rap, I might express my ideas out loud while I walk. I might create an imaginary friend that I'm talking to just to keep me company and bounce my thoughts off of. I found that my imaginary friend would never talk back. He was a good listener. There are other times when I'm tired of talking and I'll just be quiet. I became real comfortable with silence. And I found that even silence sometimes can be loud. Being that I'm up all night and sometimes up all day, sometimes I lost sense of what time it was or the days of the week. It makes me feel disoriented. It makes me feel detached from reality. And it also makes me feel as if I'm losing my mind in some senses. I forget a lot of times what day it is, and I have to ask the officer what day it is, only to be frustrated when he doesn't answer me. Not being able to keep track of time puts me in a space where I'm so disoriented that sometimes I question myself, I question my thinking, and I question reality, and I ask myself, am I developing a mental illness? An overwhelming feeling of just constant stress. I think about what I can do in order to keep track of the days, in order to keep track of the time. There were times when I felt very, very scared, and one of my worst fears is that by me losing track of the time, that I would not know when it's time for me to leave, that I would never be able to leave. I feared that somebody somewhere would forget about me and forget about my release date and just leave me there. And I feared that nobody would believe the fact that I wasn't meant to be there or supposed to be there and just leave me there, or that a hurricane would hit. I feared that they would not leave me out of the cell, that I would drown in the cell. I was paranoid. I also had another fear of not being fed. I thought, what would happen if the officer decides not to give me any food? Then I would die from starvation. If the food was 10 minutes late, then I would automatically think the worst. You know, my biggest fear was dying inside of solitary. I never physically hurt myself, but the ways in which I did hurt myself was by internalizing the oppression of the environment. I dehumanized myself, so I emotionally and spiritually hurt myself. And what I mean by that is that I told myself that I'm worthless. I told myself that I'm nothing but a criminal, that this is who I am and this is my life and this is who I was born to be. When you stop one thought, another thought of, you know, worthlessness emerges in your head like a weed. Johnny, you're a criminal, you're violent, you belong here. Then other thoughts combating those negative thoughts. No, you're not. You're meant to be greater than this. And your mother didn't give birth to you to spend your days locked inside of a human cage. I am who I am, not because of solitary, but despite solitary. It's the most dehumanizing place that you can put a human being. I managed to find the strength to not succumb to that environment. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for a lot of my peers. Not everyone has the will or the mental fortitude to fight against a constant psychological attack. And people leave there psychologically damaged indefinitely. My name is Johnny Perez. I was in solitary for a combined 3 years, with 10 months being the longest at one time.
This has been 6x9, produced by David Waters. Executive producer was Francesca Panetta. Prison sounds came from PBS's Frontline's documentary, Solitary Nation. This complements an ambitious project we've just launched at The Guardian called 6x9. It's a virtual reality experience which places you in a virtual segregation cell. To experience our virtual reality piece, please visit our website at theguardian.com/solitary-vr and email us at 6x9@theguardian.com.